In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. What is the sound of blue? Humility. Issued forth an echo from inside the cave to the right behind the second waterfall. You must learn to suppress every impulse to think of yourself first. It is in seeking the divine in others that you will come to realize the divine within yourself. The holy hermit hurried up behind the cascade, leaving the demon Moloch still ranting away. There was an intensely blue light that seemed to fill every crevice of the cave as he stepped into it. Inside there was another incorporeal being gazing kindly down at him. As he approached, the being spoke up saying, "I am called Barachiel, the angel of temperance." "What is temperance?" asked Giovanni meekly. "It is skill in the act of moderation. It is the ability to recognize that good can be found in most everything and anything in creation, but that this privilege extends only to taking what one can use and no more." But the Spanish people who first came to this area, started the hermit, were fiercely proud of their heritage. They had a right to take. "Pride in heritage is fine," replied Barachiel, "as long as one is aware of the fact that ethnic pride must not be allowed to extend itself into ethnic arrogance. There is no one culture or ethnic group that is superior to another. All peoples have something good to contribute to the world. Everything is all a gift from the Creator. No one has a right to take." Why is there a blue aura around everything here?" asked Giovanni of the angel. "It is the color where the divine begins to melt with the human. Now think. What were the colors of the robe of the Mother of God?" The hermit searched his mind for images of the many versions of the Blessed Virgin that he had seen throughout his life. Finally, he said, I can't remember." "Well, the inner tunic of the Mother of God must always be blue," said Barachiel. "In this way, in humility, she acknowledges her own humanity. Her outer garment is then red, which means that as she grew in grace and purity, she put on the mantle of divinity." "Now, think hard again. What are the colors of the robes on the Christ whom you follow?" This time Giovanni could surmise just where Barachiel was trying to lead him. He came to realize that the colors of the robes of the Christ were opposite those of the Holy Virgin. His robes are red for the inner garment and blue for the outer garment," he smiled. "And why is that?" asked Barachiel. In an instance of sacred illumination, the holy hermit answered the angel. "The red of the inner garment indicated that the Christ was divine first, and that when he came to earth, he was cloaked in human nature, as indicated by the blue outer garment." Now it was Barachiel who smiled down at the hermit. "Why, your education is coming along nicely," he said. "The dual natures of the mother and son are antithetical equals. The mother was human clad in divinity, and the son was divine clad in humanity. It is easy to understand this concept once you figure out the roles of colors in nature." Giovanni's mind flashed back to the words that the dead man had told him before he had begun his journey. "You must learn to hear color." He was taking his first steps into the mind of the mystic. But as he remembered that Laureano de la Torre had further elaborated, "And you must learn to see sound." "How can I see sound?" the hermit asked the angel Barachiel. "That is part of your education upon this mountain," came the reply. "You have started to hear with your eyes. Now you must develop your skill of seeing with your ears. I cannot give you the answer. You must gird your heart in preparation for your next task. But tell me, what is the sound of purple and blue?" Giovanni tried to understand the question. "Purple and blue, huh? Purple and blue," he said to himself. He had climbed the first and second waterfalls. He had heard the water splashing at two different altitudes. Suddenly, the answer began to dawn on him. He listened again. He could hear the sound of purple and blue. They were echoing about him, Do, re, do, re, do, re. Barachiel could see by looking into the eyes of the hermit that he had found the answer. Giovanni, he called down to him, now step up into the green. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.